Today is a day set aside in the church year for Christians to remember the saints who have passed in the previous year. Today is a day of celebration. We celebrate because we're an Easter people who are not defined by death. Death is hard to deal with, and the death of a loved one will change you forever. Death brings grief, and death brings confusion. Death brings anxiety, death brings depression. Death brings hopelessness, and death brings emptiness. In dealing with death, we each experience deep emotions, and we each carry that loss a little bit differently. But today we celebrate and we recognize that not all of the faithful departed, that all of the faithful departed throughout history are as much a body of Christ as we are. Today, remember that all of the deeply faithful and all the deeply flawed saints of God's church, through whom the glory of God has been revealed, is being revealed, and will be revealed. We remember iconic figures like the disciples. We remember Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King Jr. But we also remember figures who are much closer to us. Those like Dan Peer, Alice Foster, and Mark Burns, the people who we have lived with, learned from, grew old with, and participated in ministry with. As Christians, we are taught early on about God's promise of resurrection. That promise is not a denial of death, because at some point we all experience physical death. But God's promise of resurrection does grant us the power to defy it. We have the power to defy death's ability to overshadow our lives. We have the power to deny death's threat that there is nothing else left. God's promise of hope through the resurrection proves that death does not have the last word. That hope allows us to encourage others to never give up, and it allows our actions to be guided by hope rather than fear. In light of God's resurrection promise, death no longer terrifies us. Not the death of loved ones we remember on this day, nor our own. And because of God's resurrection promise, the life we live in this world, here and now, no longer has to terrify us. Senseless mass murders, rhetoric of fear and division, and the reality of hate. These are all very real elements of our life in this world. But these things do not define our final reality. Prompted by God's promise of resurrection, we can stand against hate. We can comfort one another in the midst of tragedy. And we can offer a testimony rooted in love that runs contrary to the testimony of the world. Our text from Revelation was written as a word of encouragement, hope, and comfort to Christians who are struggling with enormous loss of identity and the threat of losing their independence and even their lives. Might we imagine, though, that the saints from our reading are not only those who are robed in white, but also each of us sitting here today as we bring our own struggles to God. As we struggle to find hope and healing, let us also take comfort from the end of that reading with the promise of God to wipe away every tear from our eyes. Promises are amazing in that they just don't describe things that have the ability to create. They don't just describe, but they have the ability to create the reality that they name. I promise my son that we'll play a board game after church. Odds are he'll have it set up and ready to go when we get home. Promises set things in motion, which is why they are so important. God's promise to wipe away every tear is an action that is already set in motion. When confronted with loss, it's hard to imagine a future that is not filled with suffering. But in trusting God's promise, we may find a hope that will allow us to take steps toward a future that is not defined by our past. So today, with the hope from God's promise, let us give thanks for those saints who have gone before us. Later in our service, we will offer our prayers. Let us remember the mark that they each left on God's kingdom, and let us celebrate their place now in the presence of God. But let us also remember that the God who raised Jesus from the dead still needs us and wants us to lend our courage to those who are suffering and grieving, those who are the most vulnerable and in need. Sitting before me now is a veritable host of saints. Saints who have work to do, a call to answer, a resurrection life to lead here and now. Today's reading from 1 John declares what we are. We are children of God, and we shall be like Christ. We are the instruments of God's resurrection life. You have been placed right here now to communicate God's grace and power. You leave this congregation each Sunday, and you enter into the missions field. Each day is an opportunity to be like Christ. Recognize that loss, the loss that deserves notice and demands comfort. Loss can come as people move to a new city and leave close friends behind. Loss comes as you slowly lose a loved one to old age. Loss comes in the loss of employment. It can come in an unexpected cancer diagnosis. It comes from the exhaustion known in caring for a special needs child. And it comes in the recognition of all the things given up by a caregiver. It comes from disappointment in a job. It can come through natural disasters. Loss comes to us from many different sources. As instruments of God's purpose, we are the ones tasked with caring for those dealing with loss and suffering. In a sermon long ago, Jesus blessed those who are poor in spirit, those who are mourning, the meek, those thirsting for righteousness, the merciful, the pure, the peacekeepers, and the persecuted. I ask you to remember that we are the children of God and we shall be like Christ. Therefore, we are tasked to do likewise. You and I are now called to bless those who are poor in spirit, those who are mourning, the meek, those thirsting for righteousness, the merciful, the pure, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. We are commanded to love and to love in a way that contradicts the norms of our world, because the world typically gives these folks little regard. Jesus chose to bless them. God will indeed wipe every tear from our eyes one day. God sees you. God knows the grief that weighs you down. God knows the depression or the addiction that oppresses you. God knows the challenges you are facing and the struggles you are contemplating. God sees you, honors you, blesses you, and accompanies you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.